Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, here at 8:04 on the clock. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production, Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great day out there. We're here to have some fun. We will get into our forecast a little bit later, or maybe if Brittany joins us in a moment here, we'll get to it. Whenever Brittany wants to join us, she can.
Yeah, it's fine.
You know, it don't really matter. We'll during commercial break.
We'll make time.
We got lots of good things lined up for you today. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner. Looking forward to that. We're going to get into four things to look forward to in May. When it comes to sports, movies, TV, and holidays and all that. Those things are coming up for you. Also want to get into the number one thing we look for and we are demanding on a vacation. We need,
demanding.
Yes, yes. Skittles is up to something fun. I want to talk about Skittles a little bit later. It is a Wednesday. That means we'll be joined about 8:45-ish in studio by our good friend Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing. Phil's going to bring by their first hero.
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
That's going to be awesome. We're going to spend a little time talking to them. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun way to...
It's a person that is well known to most of us and well loved by us. So, yes.
Very much. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. After that, in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick things off talking a little entertainment. And I do want to spend some time talking local theater, not just WRCT here, but I want to talk about Wausau Community Theater as well. We'll get into that. All those things coming up for you a little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour. 15 things we miss about being a kid. Should be a good one.
Oh, nostalgia city.
So many things.
After that, I want to get into a really exciting conversation with you all, especially you, Melissa, and it's going to kick off with sports. So it's a little bit later. Not sure why everybody's laughing. Yeah. But, no, speaking of sports, we got to get into this. I wanted to let everybody know that we have the 2024 pocket schedules for your rafters right here at the studios.
Ooh, we do. We got them.
Awesome. Yeah. They're so cute.
Stop in during regular business hours, weekdays 9 to 4 to pick up your schedule. Listen to Rafters Baseball all summer long right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Every pitch, every hit, every win of the Rafters in their history has been right here at this station, and it always will be.
That's really cool.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Keep in mind, everybody, the season starts on May 27th, taking on the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Feel for the Dock Spiders. Feel for them. Oh, those poor Dock Spiders got to start out against us. That's not going to be easy. Looking forward to seeing you all stop on by, pick up one of these schedules, say hi to Pam. That's all you got to do. Just say hi to Pam.
So yeah, the church meetings I was at this weekend, of course, we had some people from Green Bay. And we had different groups that had different displays on tables, you know how they do that thing. So there's a group in Green Bay called We Belong. It's a really cool community learning center. It's hard to explain, but it's like all inclusive for people with disabilities and stuff. It's cool thing.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they got a fundraiser, and I looked at the thing, and it was at the Green Bay Rockers.
Oh, jeez.
And I was like, really?
Yeah.
The Rockers? You mean the Booyah?
Yes, it's Booyah. Get it right, Green Bay. Booyah.
I wish they'd go back to that.
Also, do want to remind everybody that tonight at 6:30, right here at WFHR, we'll have the 3rd Congressional District Democratic Primary Candidate Forum from La Crosse Student Union Theater. Looking forward to covering that for
Very
you
Very good.
Yeah. It's cool that we have a team that's going to all of these to broadcast it live on the four stations that cover that district.
It's pretty wild, and I'm sure that you two can relate to this, and not for as long as I can, but I don't know that I've ever worked with a company like this before or a station like this before where there are so many people, so many hands, so many voices, so many personalities, and so many people putting in such good work. I do have to start out, though, taking a shot. I got to take a shot, everybody. I'm going to pull an audible here right now because it's bugging me. I don't always get to catch our show before us, but it's a good show. Do a good job with it and everything. Todd Alba was on today's show.
Mm-hmm. And the Pat Kreitler show,
And the Pat Kreitler. Thank you, Melissa. And Pat does an amazing job. Pat's awesome.
Yes.
Pat does a really, really good voice in this industry.
Very smart.
Really appreciate his work. Would love to talk to him more, get to know him more, and work. Do a little crossover work with him on our show, us on there. So as Melissa's done and stuff.
Yep.
We appreciate that you do those things,
every
Melissa.
Every Wednesday.
I could not disagree with Todd more. And more strongly. The act of, okay, so you do know mow May, and on June 1st maybe you mow, and then you're kicking out all these insects or whatever and everything. And so that's a reason not to do no mow May?
I'm not sure where he was going with that.
I'm not sure either, and that made no damn sense. I'm sorry.
It was weird. Yeah.
Every little bit of good helps. Every little bit helps. If you do no mo may, and we're going to be talking about that, if you do no mo may for a couple weeks, if you do it for a couple days, that's so much more for our pollinators. I just we're going to have a very important, very good interview coming up this week with Anna Mitchell, our natural resources educator. We're talking about no mo may, talking about the pollinators, how important this is. Whether he was joking or not, it wasn't funny, and it didn't make any damn sense. Like, and I'm sorry, sorry, this is just me talking. Nobody else here at WFHR, just me. But I don't agree with that. I appreciate everybody that is putting into no mo. I appreciate everybody that is raising attention and awareness to it, and I appreciate the people that aren't doing it but aren't giving other people a hard time about it.
Yeah,
you do what you do, but other people worry about their yards.
Yeah.
And again,
people get weird about their yards, though. Or yards they see.
It's such a thing. I am the son of one of those people. I could not. I hear you, Melissa. Our whole lives, we lived in apartments. When we move up here, and my dad finally has a lawn, I wondered some mornings, like, does he love it more than me? Like, I'd see him out there petting it.
Grass.
He loves that lawn. He loves it. He was the hardest person to get to win over on No Mo May. He did it as soon as I started, as soon as he started hearing Rachel Whitehair talk about it, our previous natural resources
the
educator.
Reasons for it. It's not just you get to be lazy in May.
Not at all.
Yeah.
But the history of manicured lawns, if you look into it, it's crazy.
One of the most ridiculous things that we have done as human beings is caring about the look of our lawn.
And it
Think
comes from
about
the
this.
Royalty in, you know, Victorian England.
Yeah, yeah.
1700s.
So, hey,
we just want to be like the kings and queens.
Yeah, I thought the whole point of this was not to be like them. Why do we continue to do things like that? Why do people...
That's why we invaded this country.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
yeah,
exactly. That was maybe the... No.
That was a Freudian slip. Yeah.
Oh, it's a hot show today, everybody.
Ooh, it's on fire.
It's a hot show. I do appreciate everybody that does do no mo may and appreciate those even that don't and that don't give people a hard time about it.
Right.
And we'll talk more about that later.
Yeah.
We got some things to look forward to in May. Let's dive right into it, everybody. In sports, the NBA, and first off, happy May 1st, everyone. Happy
May 1st. May Day.
Yeah, May Day. Happy May Day, everybody. In sports.
Find a pool. Dance around it. Not like that. Come on, you guys.
What? I had no preconceived notions. I don't know what she's talking about.
I thought it was my side gig. I thought she was talking about that. I'm so sorry. I misunderstood. Diving into sports that are to look forward to in May. It's a big sports month. NBA and NHL playoffs going strong. The Kentucky Derby is this Saturday. Then there's the Preakness on May 18th and the PGA Championship on May 16th. French Open on the 20th. And soccer's FA Cup Final in London is on the 25th.
Wow.
And on top of all that, you got the Indy 500 on May 26th.
I didn't realize there was that much in May.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And don't forget that we're going to win Radio Station of the Year in Wisconsin on Saturday.
Yes.
At the WBA Awards.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big one. WBA Awards this Saturday, everybody.
There is a link you can watch live, too.
In our entertainment section, I want to get into that a little bit more. But thank you, Melissa. Nicely done. In the movies, Jerry Seinfeld's Pop-Tart flick, Unfrosted, hits Netflix on Thursday. This is all about the history of the Pop-Tart.
I actually want to watch that.
I do too. There's a billion stars in it. Like, there's a crazy amount of like stars in this movie. and Jerry Seinfeld, while it lasts, is still one of those people that everybody likes to work with and stuff. So not surprising when he gets a bunch of people with him. By now, you have probably seen previews of The Fall Guy featuring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt because they are putting them everywhere. They've got some really creative like advertising they've done with that, where there's like promos for it where I've never seen a promo for something before. Like,
okay,
it's been interesting. They're really pushing that one.
Yeah.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes of tomorrow of yesterday is I don't know.
The title seemed to be getting longer.
You can't do that. You can't have "of" in your title twice. You can't do it. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I did, what the what, man? Arrives a week later in theaters. You want to see it. Along with the Amy Winehouse biopic, Back to Black, which everybody is shredding.
Yeah.
They are. Oh, my God. They're shredding that. I have not seen a movie shredded like this in a while. And I say that loosely because I think it wasn't that long ago.
There was there was the TV show with, with the Weeknd in it.
Yeah.
That was probably the last shredded thing. Really yeah. Bad, yeah.
This one is getting just torched. And from what I can see, rightfully so. I don't know what they were thinking with this movie. I don't know. If you're an Amy Winehouse fan, that's who you're making this movie for, I would imagine. But if you're an Amy Winehouse fan, you know Amy's music, you know her, mm-hmm. who she was and all these things. And people are like, even in the trailer, they're seeing through how bad this is.
Yikes.
I don't mean to take anything against the actress playing her, but she doesn't look like her, doesn't sound like her, seems kind of important. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
John Krasinski's kids movie, If, hits theaters on the 17th. That looks really good.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds starring in that one. Steve mm-hmm. Carell got a lot of good ones in that one. The new Garfield movie with Chris Pratt opens wide on May 24th. Along with Furioso, a Mad Max saga. And the one that I will be watching with my daughter, Jim Henson, Idea Man, hits Disney Plus on the 31st.
Oh, cool.
That looks like a really good, mm-hmm. really good movie. On TV, Welcome to Wrexham returns tomorrow. The Roast of Tom Brady hits Netflix on Sunday. I'm really curious about that one.
Me too.
You got Bill Belichick and Gronk and a bunch of his, former colleagues yep. and everything that are going to, quote unquote, roast Tom Brady. I want to see this. I want to see if they actually do this or if they're holding punches.
Yeah, right, right.
The idea, you can't do a roast and not do it right. You just can't.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the Comedy Central roasts and everything. A lot of those are really good. Jeff Ross is a master at what he does. I'm talking about the classic roasts, the old 70s roasts.
Like the Dean Martin roasts, yeah.
Where everybody was hammered before the cameras were even on. Just gone. Lucille Ball walking around smacking people in the back of the head and everything and knocking her drink over on Dean Martin.
Yeah.
Hammered beyond belief. Everybody just laughing their tails off at each other. And some of the words, like not 1 second of those would be able to be able to air nowadays.
No.
All of it is cancelable. All of it.
Don Rickles at his finest.
Yes. Yes. The great, the legend, Don Rickles. I'm curious to see if they'll do it, more.
How
like
far
that.
They'll, yeah. I'm curious too, yeah.
Doctor Who returns to Disney Plus on the 10th, and Bridgerton is back on the 16th. I saw that there is a Bridgerton creamer. There's a Bridgerton creamer.
Like for
your coffee? Yeah.
I know nothing about that, so that must mean something, but I don't know what it is.
I know that all the women that I work with at Second City, they all love it. That's all I know.
Okay,
that's
all right.
I know about it. And it's got some pretty big names in it too. Some pretty big stars in it. And America's Got Talent returns on the 28th. So this is what's new in your entertainment world. What about holidays? Well, the big one coming up this Sunday is Cinco de Mayo, otherwise in my house known as Bria's birthday. Cinco de Mayo is an amazingly fun celebration, mm-hmm. and it's something that you can go ahead and celebrate too, as well as in this country, because for those that don't know, it is not Mexico's Independence Day. That is not what the holiday is about. It is something that I think everybody can get behind.
Mm-hmm.
It is basically David and Goliath. It is the Mexican army being able to defeat the French army. It is in so much, true history to that and everything. It's kind of a cool story, I think.
And we need more holidays in between, like Easter and Memorial Day. So what? Yes. Hey.
Why not?
Excuse.
Right, right.
Eat some nachos, eat some tacos, margaritas. There you go.
Margaritas.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Spend some time with our friends over at El Cafe.
Yeah.
More on that in a moment. Teacher Appreciation Day is on the 7th. National Eat What You Want Day is on the 11th.
Technically, isn't that every day?
It's pretty much every
day.
Yes, Melissa.
Unless that's you're a good forced point. By your parents to eat this thing.
National Mimosa Day is on the 16th.
Okay.
Armed Forces Day is on the 18th. There's an important one.
Mm-hmm.
And National Hamburger Day is May 28th.
All right.
Hamburgers.
Hamburger.
Wait, the day after Memorial Day?
Yeah.
I guess you can celebrate on Memorial Day, I guess. Yeah. You can make some burgers, yeah.
I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Oh, wow. Deep cut.
We will take a quick commercial break, come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Welcome, everyone, to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Little Tony to get things going. I love it. We are here to say some celebrating and to celebrate all of you and to talk about our good friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them right now. Treat yourself at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. And keep in mind, everybody, they got some great specials over there for you. I see a Greek skillet or a fresh homemade cinnamon roll in your future. Go ahead and check it out. Maybe the chicken bacon pasta with a cold plate sounds good to you.
Oh, that does sound interesting.
That sounds really, really good to me. I was just reading it, but it sounds really good to me right now. Go ahead and head on over to the El Cafe. We can live vicariously through you. And just a reminder, they changed the date and time for a story time with Kathy McGrath this month. Please bring your kids, grandchildren, nieces, or nephews this Friday, May 3rd from 4 to 45 over there. Come here for story time and songs and enjoy yourself. Mm-hmm. And maybe stick around for the fish fry. And don't forget that they have their Cinco de Mayo celebration on Sunday from 2 to 6. Come celebrate with them. They'll have food, music, beer, wear your sombrero, have a good time. It's going to be
great. You got to dust off your sombrero, man.
You dust it off.
Doesn't get enough use.
Yeah. They may even have an extra. I don't know. But I cannot encourage you enough to buy local, support local, visit our friends over at El Cafe. If you wonder why we talk about them so much, go check it out for yourself. Go check it out, everybody, and you'll see exactly what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Let's go ahead and do something fun right now, gang, because we get to, it's May 1st, you know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
We get to announce our winner for the month of April.
Yay! Awesome.
Every month, you guys send us birthdays and anniversaries, and you send them to us, info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.yes, or any of our other staff you email, direct messaging us through Facebook, or calling up on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 715-424-2600.
Appreciate you guys doing that. And as we collect these names, we grab qualifiers every day. And then at the beginning of the next month, we ask our team to pull a name out of the hat. And that person or persons wins two $20 gift certificates for El Cafe from them.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate them doing that.
Yeah.
Appreciate all of you guys helping us do this. We can't do it without you. A shout out to the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for getting us these names and birthdays and anniversaries. I need a 1 through 31. If I have this right, I think Terry got to pick last month. The month before, I want to say it was you, Seth. So, Melissa, you get to pick 1 through 31.
Oh, my.
Mm.
Well, there weren't 31 days in April, so I have to pick 31.
Nicely done.
I like that.
And that gives us Dan and Carmen Smallbrook.
Oh, hey, congratulations. Dan and Carmen. Woo.
Congrats.
There it is.
Yeah.
I can't find my wedding bell. Darn it. It would have been better timing if I
We got it in there.
Yeah. Dan and Carmen.
With the specials this Sunday, you could bring a whole party because I think everything is like $5.
Woo. Go check it out, Dan and Carmen. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. Dan and Carmen celebrated their anniversary on the 6th. We wish them a happy anniversary and wishing them a good one again.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Congrats, everybody.
We appreciate them and appreciate all of you getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. We love celebrating with you. And this time next month, maybe we'll be announcing your name.
Yes.
Before we get into we got to get into the local birthdays here. I gave away my sheet. I have a 1 through 3. Seth, give me a 1 through 3.
2.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Brian Fache, Pam's nephew who lives in Kimberly, Wisconsin.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Oh, happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Brian. Hope it's a good one for you. You got a heck of an aunt there.
Yes, you do.
We appreciate her. And we appreciate you guys getting us these names. Let's go ahead and dive right in and wish a happy birthday to Carrie Salmon.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Enjoy your day, Carrie. Hope it's a good one for
you. Yeah.
And
Carrie Silvery.
Nice. We got a couple of anniversaries here for you. Wishing a happy anniversary to Butch and Deb Fensel.
Oh, happy anniversary, Butch and Deb.
Butch and Deb. Yeah.
It's great.
I like that.
Great names. Great names. Those are really good together. That's good. Mm-hmm. Wishing you guys a happy and wonderful anniversary. Mm-hmm. And to our qualifiers celebrating their 48th anniversary.
All right.
Ron and Elaine Herman.
Oh, Ron and Elaine.
Ron and Elaine. Happy anniversary.
Many happy returns.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Happy 48th, you two. Enjoy.
Amazing.
I know it's Wednesday. We're middle of the week. I say close enough. Celebrate right through the weekend.
Yeah. Take the rest of the week off.
Yeah.
We gave you permission.
And be sure to brag and tell everybody you guys were the qualifiers. You may be able to win these great sets of gift certificates from our friends over at El Cafe. Let's go ahead and take a look at our celebrity list. Jen, I don't think it's a huge list today. Wes Anderson is 55. Amazing writer, director, Rushmore, The Royal Tenenbaums, The Grand Budapest Hotel, Isle of Dogs.
A singular talent.
Yes.
He's very much does his own thing.
I want to say that he's Bria's favorite director. I think he is. I know that The Grand Budapest Hotel is probably her favorite movie.
Oh, wow.
I want to say, because it was about a year ago this time, I bought her the poster for her birthday. So
did he just release Astro City?
Yes, Astro City.
Asteroid City.
Yeah. I didn't get to see that one yet. It's the only one of his I haven't gotten to see. I think he did Punch Drunk Love. I want to say or was that Paul Thomas? No, it was Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah.
I want to apologize because I mix those two up all the time.
It's easy. They both have the same
Their work. Not like when I see them, they're not like alike, but their work I mix up. I don't mean to. I was talking to our friends over at the Sunrise Show, which you can join us Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 over there from Wisconsin. We were talking about this over there. I am learning more and more about country music. And as I am, there's some artists that stand out to me and some that I genuinely just like. Mm-hmm. I grew up enjoying Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings and a lot of that stuff. And for me, a guy who emulates some of that without really doing it is Tim McGraw. And I want to wish a happy birthday to actor, writer, singer, songwriter, everything, Renaissance man, Mr. Tim McGraw. Happy 57th to him.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's a dang good actor. I knew him as an actor before I knew him as a singer and songwriter and everything.
So Beth and I are at the dentist's office yesterday. Beth has a procedure she needs to get done. They have country music station, TV station that show videos up there. And a song with Tim McGraw and Faith Hill together comes up. And it is one of the most romantic videos I have ever seen my life.
I'm gonna check that out.
I mean, and it's like, I don't think they're acting. Because just they're you know, swinging around with each other, and it's like, oh, that's so sweet.
It is a cool story.
Mm-hmm.
And a heck of a story by him, of course, the son of Tug McGraw.
Mm-hmm. God, he looks like his dad.
He really does. Really does. And a guy who I just feel like in music we need more of.
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody's trying to be, so many people are grabbing low-hanging fruit and doing the easy thing and stuff like that. This is a guy puts his name on things, man, and has something that he stands for.
Look at his story.
Yeah.
It's a remarkable story.
Heck of a story. And one of those guys, I don't know how you don't root for.
Exactly.
He's a good guy. Just seems a good guy. Who are you going to call? Ray Parker Jr. Yeah,
awesome.
You had it right, Melissa. You had it right. I should have just went with Ghostbusters. I should have.
So, they come to Ray Parker Jr. And they say, hey, Ray, we want you to do a song for this movie. It's called Ghostbusters. You got to work the title in the song. He's like, nothing rhymes with Ghostbusters. How am I supposed to do that? That's why we have the shout.
Oh.
Ghostbusters, because he couldn't rhyme it with it.
Wow. Oh, is that awesome? Oh, that's awesome. I don't know much
Great
about
story.
Ray Parker. I know that song.
Yes,
we all know that song. Yeah. Happy 70th to Ray Parker Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Rita Coolidge is 79.
Oh.
Your love keeps lifting me higher and higher.
Yeah, good singer.
A great singer.
Mm-hmm.
Great song. I love that song.
Yeah.
She's the ex-wife of Kris Kristofferson as well.
Oh.
Which, wonderful, beautiful story about Rita Coolidge and Kris Kristofferson first meeting.
Mm.
So he meets her. They meet on a plane and they're on the plane together and they're both heading to Tennessee. He's going to Nashville. She's going to Memphis. He gets off the plane in Memphis with her and they're engaged like a week later like that. Like, it's kind of a romantic, kind of a cool story. I don't know.
Cool story, but not a great ending.
No,
kind of fast, you know?
Yeah. She had that and she had some other songs and hits too. And
yes, she was. Yeah. Very popular.
One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Carrie Salmon.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Carrie.
Happy anniversary to Butch and Deb Fensel.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to our qualifiers. Qualifiers?
Qualifiers.
Qualifiers?
Well, I mean, they don't have to buy if they win, but... Koala qualifiers.
Try to qualifiers? Say that.
Qualifiers?
Say that five times.
Okay.
Koala qualifiers. Koala qualifiers. No, can't
Ooh,
do it.
That's hard.
Can't even do it once.
No.
And a happy anniversary to our qualifiers. Happy 48th to Ron and Elaine Herman.
Happy anniversary. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Wishing you guys a great win. And, of course, one more time, we want to wish a happy anniversary to our winners of the month of April, mm-hmm. Dan and Carmen Smallbrook.
Yes. Celebrate all over again, guys.
Yes. Yeah. Congratulations.
You got two $20 gift certificates for El Cafe waiting for you. Encourage you to head on over there and enjoy yourself and say hi to the gang over at El Cafe. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. We got Quality Plus Printing joining us in a little bit and more fun to come here on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. You're joined by Melissa Kay. Mel?
Yeah. Yep,
okay,
yep.
There you go. I do want to make sure you were there. I got Seth Habhager over to the side here. We're going to kick things off in the segment with our good friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Every Wednesday, we're joined by Quality Plus Printing with our wicked awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil Hartley joins us. And we have in studio Phil, and he brought a friend with him too today. Phil, thanks for being here.
Oh, glad to be here on this nice, cool, crisp morning.
Yeah, we were hoping to invite you in on a sunny day. Yeah. We'll have to reschedule
that. It started that way.
It started that way pretty well. Phil, I want to get right to things. I know how busy you guys are over there, Quality Plus Printing. We appreciate all the work that you do in the community. And one of the things that I really appreciate, Phil, is the above and the beyond of your creativity. I think that you're one of those people that when we talk to, we get to know and everything, you don't just settle. You know, something's going well, you enjoy it, but you look at it and you say, what can I do to add to this? What can I do to help to this? And you've treated our community the same way, you and your whole family.
Oh, thanks, James.
I appreciate that. And I appreciate this idea of yours about highlighting local heroes. It's such a cool idea. I want to get right into that with you and our special guest.
Yeah, thanks. No, when we started this new apparel company up within Quality Plus Printing called WAM Incorporated, and wanted to go with a superhero theme and has that look to it, and I said, well, how can we, you know, do something to give back with using that theme? And that's where we came up with this idea. And to select a hero of the month from our local community, someone that's doing something above and beyond, giving that lanyap is the word we used to use around the shop, mm-hmm. Of doing something extra to help somebody or a group and get the word out about them.
Yeah.
Let the community know. So that's what this is all about.
And many people in the community have been emailing you and I and sending us names. We appreciate that. We want you to keep that up, everybody, because we're going to continue to do this. And today is our first one that we get to celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah, we get a bunch in and get a little small committee over at the shop, and we looked through them and then picked out the ones we thought were legitimate and right, and then picked one out. And the first one is a great one. We have her here today. Her name is Judy Rinker. So thanks for being here, Judy. She was nominated by a local person, and I'll let her tell her story, but it's a good one. So, Judy, tell us a little bit about what you do and why you got nominated for this.
I'm not sure why I got nominated, but I do a lot of things for the community, and one of the things I think that the focus was on for this particular, we'll call it an event, is Lasagna Love. And I learned about Lasagna Love a couple of years ago. Lasagna Love was started by a lady named Rhiannon Men during the pandemic. And she was trying to look for a way that she could make a difference in her community. And so she reached out to some Facebook groups just asking if people might be able to use food. And so she started delivering lasagnas to people's front doorsteps. And it grew through this grassroots movement, and it is now a global organization, having delivered over 400,000 lasagnas, which has fed over 1.8 million people.
That's amazing.
Goodness.
I'm getting hungry just hearing that. So, Judy, how many have you delivered now?
I have delivered only about 15, and that is very small, because I'll tell you that in Wisconsin, there is a volunteer who, as of the first of the year, has delivered over 100.
Wow.
So I deliver two every 2 weeks. I have a full-time job.
Amazing,
I commute
though.
An hour back and forth, and so on Sundays, I prep and freeze lasagnas for the next month or so. Yeah.
Are you and your family tired of lasagna yet? Are you? No, I'm
just the smell of the house. The house must smell good.
Yeah, not tired of lasagna.
I should mention, as an Italian, I can't get tired of lasagna, and I can't promote this nearly enough. More importantly, I care about hunger. I care about hunger in this country. It's one of my more bigger causes and everything. And anybody adding to that, and helping to that, is a hero to me, and we're certainly one that we appreciate in this community. This is also something that you're able to bring attention to that I don't think a lot of people know about. So we're able to spread the word about such a great cause as well. So we really appreciate that, Julie.
It's true. It's true. Mm-hmm. It is not a very widely known organization.
It is now.
It is. Now that we're on the famous radio. Yeah. But it is a fairly simple way for people to make a tangible impact in somebody's life. So when I think about those 1.8 million people, that is 1.8 million people whose lives have just been made simpler one dinner. That's it.
Yeah, like, so
it's
cool.
Just that one meal that made a difference for that short period of time.
Why are people asking? I mean, what are the reasons behind delivering these meals?
So there are no questions asked to request a lasagna. It could be income. It could be stress. You could have been in the hospital. I was approached by somebody who knew a gentleman whose wife had died. He was an older man, and she had done all the cooking. He had no idea how to cook. So it can be anything. I don't ask.
Well, which I like that. I like that a lot. Julie, we appreciate this so much. And if people want to learn like how they can do this, maybe they can deliver lasagnas or anything. Is there a way, somewhere we can send them, a website or anything?
You can go to lasagnalove.org. You can nominate people to receive a lasagna. You can sign up as a volunteer. You can request a lasagna all right there. And you can learn more about Lasagna Love and other initiatives that Lasagna Love is involved in. For instance, delivering meals to Focus or to Mary's Place or to the family center and so on.
Very cool. Very cool. So cool. Maybe the more difficult question to ask, but I have to journalistically. Cottage cheese, just regular cheese. How do you make your lasagna?
Okay, so I knew this one was coming. So this is the caveat. I do not deliver your Italian grandma's lasagna. Okay? I just don't. I look for ways to reduce the cost of the lasagnas, which I have down to about $7 to $8, depending on whether they want meat or not. And when vegetables are in season in my garden, I can reduce it even more. But these are still delicious meals. We eat them. I may or may not use jarred sauce. It may or may not have meat. I may or may not pre-cook the noodles.
A lot of variables going on.
I've tested them. We think they're delicious. And if somebody delivered a Stouffer's lasagna to my doorstep, honestly, I would be very grateful.
Positive they are going to be grateful. you did tee me up a little bit there, though, because I know about this great organization a bit. And one of the things that I noticed is that how they are able to cut costs where they can because of things like that. That's great. Yeah. And, you know, my Nana was crazy about her sauce. I cooked overnight. I shredded the cheese, all these things. You're absolutely right. I could not agree with you more. If it's canned sauce, if it's a Stouffer's, whatever it is, the biggest thing I learned from my Nana about cooking, if it's made with love, it's going to be good.
Absolutely. I love that.
Yeah. And that's the biggest ingredient you can have in any of these meals.
No doubt. That's what this is all about. Right, Judy?
Really cool.
Giving a little love back.
For Judy, for her being nominated, for winning this and everything. So I don't know how to necessarily put this, Phil. Tell the audience what she's going to be receiving.
So she's already received her one-of-a-kind t-shirt.
I did receive that one-of-a-kind t-shirt.
Yes, we got some pictures, so we'll be putting that out on Facebook now.
Good.
Wearing those, proudly emblazomed with the WFHR logo.
Oh, nice.
So,
very cool. Very
so also, the River Kings and Rafters are both coming on board with this promotion, and so you'll be getting some tickets. And
the ability
to throw out the first pitch in one of their games drop a puck when hockey season comes back. So we'll be in touch, Judy. We know where you live.
Do not let Jim do it. You have to.
Did I mention earlier that I got kicked off the softball team in high school?
Well, maybe James could throw it.
You may envision this now.
It all tied together. Julie was talking earlier about getting kicked off of the softball team.
But we want to thank WFHR, the City Times, come on board as well, and 45 Mercantile, so a little bag of cranberries will be coming your way, too.
Nice.
They've come in, and just to have a nice little local flavor into there too.
I may have to try to figure out how to make a cranberry lasagna.
There must be such a thing, I would think.
Fruit lasagna.
Yeah, maybe you'll be the first.
Sure.
You can be the next person on air with us, our next hero. Be sure to get us those names. Phil, tell everybody how they can do that.
Yeah, give us a call, 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Ask to talk to me, or get on our email, on our Facebook site or on our website. Mm-hmm. Just send an email. There's links there to send emails to us, or call the radio station here, talk to James and and Seth and Melissa, and just get us the nominations. We just need to know who they are and a little bit about them, why you're choosing them, and then we'll put them in there. And again, all the entries we've got, we're keeping them all, and we're going to, keep picking until we get through them all. So
looking forward to hearing more and more names, and whoever is our next winner will be on the air with us. Yeah. We'll just keep this going. I like being able to do this, and I love being able to meet people like you. Thanks so much for being in.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It was very nice to meet you. Bringing awareness to lasagna.
She's an awesome person. I'm glad you're here, Judy.
Before we let you go, Phil, let's get our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
So this is a good one for Judy, even though I need your opinion on this one, right? So I picked this one, meddlesome.
Ooh.
Meddlesome.
Ooh, nice.
Now, when you think of that, you think of that, the Scooby-Doo thing.
Sure.
Those meddlesome kids, right?
Yes.
So I always thought that was a negative connotation, but really, full of vigor and stamina, spirited. How about that? So when they're saying meddlesome, they're actually complimenting them.
Interesting.
I always thought it's a compliment.
Cool.
So full of vigor and stamina, spirited. That's what we need. Some meddlesome people in our lives, right?
The amount of times I've been called that, and now I actually it doesn't seem so bad.
Yeah, thank you. Meddlesome.
That's a good one.
Go out there and be meddlesome today.
I love when you can bring us a word we know, but give it a different, not a different spin, just giving us the actual definitions.
This one's dead on. Yeah.
It's so pretty cool.
Yeah. So, I saw that and I said, I got to use that because I just think of Scooby-Doo. So that's where that's coming from. But
that's pretty cool.
Those meddlesome kids.
Would have got away with it, too.
Yeah.
Would have got away with it if it wasn't for those meddlesome kids. We encourage you to buy local, support local, support the people that support us. We go so much farther in this community when we work together, when we look out for each other. Join our friends over at Quality Plus Printing at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call. 423-7440, 423-7440. And be sure to like their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the good things they're doing and get them your hero nominations.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do it right through their Facebook page. Direct message them right there. Phil, thank you so much for being here today. No. Judy, thank you so much for what you're doing in our community. We appreciate you. Great to meet you. You did a really good job on the air. You might have to come back.
Yeah,
Judy. Might have to come back.
You're a natural.
Yeah.
When
you're
I get 100 lasagnas, I'll let you know.
Whatever you do, I have to give a free plug while I'm here. Tickets to Rumors. Yep.
Go get them. It's a great show.
It's the craziest play I've ever been associated with.
It's awesome.
Please. I didn't get to hear it. I've heard great things about the interviews yesterday you did with some of the cast. I got to listen to it this morning. But thanks. It's from start to finish. It's crazy. You'll have a good time.
It's quite
a ride.
You're going to be enjoying yourself so much. Be sure to join the gang of Rumors. And main stage finale for WRCT kicks off this Friday, May 3rd. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Thanks again, both of you. Appreciate you.
Thanks, James. Thanks, Melissa.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Oh, morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Oh, I look behind the curtain here and everything. I was getting going a little bit late. I usually think of what bumper I'm going to play, and I just saw the thrill is gone and clicked it. I didn't know it was going to hit me like that. Dang.
I changed the bumpers yesterday, everybody.
Oh my
That's
God.
Why.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, a bunch of new ones in there.
Dang, that hit me. There's something about that song. I don't know many songs that hit me like this one do.
It's Great Lake. Thrill is gone.
The thrill is gone away. I'm just going to play BB for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
You guys can take the rest of the day off. We're playing the greatest hits of BB King the rest of the show, everybody. Nice. Seth, Melissa, and James here. We have a job to do. I should probably do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Good things coming up for you in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll have some entertainment news. Looking forward to diving into that, including some local entertainment we want to talk about. Really highlight local theater a little bit and get into that. Also, remind everybody about the WBAs. We have that to talk about as well. Want to get into all of those things with the gang here. But first, let's go ahead and dive right into this one. This is an interesting one, you guys. So if you're on vacation, what is the number one thing you're looking for? A new poll found that the number one thing the perfect hotel must have is really fast Wi-Fi. 70% of travelers said it's essential to them enjoying their trip.
Okay. Because we're so connected to our devices.
I'm telling you.
I mean, that
isn't that why you're on vacation? Just like try to get away from that stuff.
I you know, I've said before, I've never been on vacation, so I don't really know what I'm talking about here. But I do feel like from the TV and movies and what I've seen of Christmas Vacation and Permanent Vacation, all the, no Wi-Fi. Like, take a break. Take a break from your phone. Take a break. I will say, like, I do know some people that really loved going hiking and that. Mm-hmm. And it's good to have your phone on you for those and for Wi-Fi for certain things, I'm sure. Yeah, safety
right,
and that.
Right.
Yeah. A king-sized bed is next
that's
on
nice.
The list.
That's
that
nice.
Is really nice.
Yeah.
A smart TV.
Again, what are you doing sitting and watching TV? Anyway.
I mean, save the money and just stay home.
I know. I mean, you should go somewhere to, like, do something different.
Yeah, there's the type of person that they go and they travel somewhere they've never been before, and when they go out to eat, they go to Burger King.
You know, exactly. That's the thing, yeah.
It's the same person. They go and they travel. They're in Paris, and they're sitting in the hotel watching TV the whole time.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Attractions nearby. Like, that would be one of the number ones for me.
Yeah. Usually you go to a specific place to
because of that.
Yeah, because of whatever the attraction is. That's which I thought that would be higher on the list, honestly.
Yeah. A restaurant in the building. So, you know, we're looking at, a hotel area here and stuff, and it has that.
A good restaurant.
And there's a lot of hotels have really nice restaurants, so yeah.
Hmm. A fitness center. Okay, like you're going to use it? Like, no, maybe they will.
Can you take your workouts?
Yes.
Yeah, there are people who do that. It's true.
Yeah.
I can't believe a pool hasn't been mentioned yet.
I know.
A pool comes in at number 9.
Okay.
So that one was in at number 9. But what is essential to you on your vacation? What do you demand from a hotel? What do you need? What is the number one thing you need? Let us know. 715-424-2600. A personal hot tub was number 8 and number 9 on the list for some reason. Like, people really wanted this.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
8 and 9.
I'm sorry. A personal hot tub and a personal bathtub.
Oh.
See, does anybody else get?
Would be nice.
Yeah.
All right. I see bathtub, and sometimes it takes my brain a second. Like, is that a special tub? Is that no? Because I'm so used to just being a tub. Yes. It's just a tub.
Like, instead of a bath, specifically a bathtub,
well,
right?
What else are you using it for other than a bath?
Do you know? Gin?
My mom had a garden tub.
Oh, I do like those.
Oh,
those are
okay.
Cool. Yeah, I do
I
think it's cool. I love when people repurpose things like that.
No,
I always
no.
think it's cool.
No, dude, that's not what it is. It's a specific size of tub. It's bigger.
Oh,
okay. All right.
I did not know that.
It's deeper.
Very interesting.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah. Thank you, Mel. I love learning
that. That's what
that.
She called it anyway. I never looked it up to see if it was actually that.
It could have been just her thing. But anyway.
Could have.
The only other disappointing part about this article, other than the Wi-Fi part, is the reason that people want good Wi-Fi is to check in on work. That's
seriously, people.
Rough. Take a break. Take a break, everybody.
You know, at least you know. So I'm not going to throw any shade on James for this one because he never takes a vacation, so he doesn't do that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So he's not being a hypocrite. No. So he's not saying, I'm going on vacation and then just do work stuff while you're on vacation.
See?
At least he's being honest.
Yep. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Trying, man.
Skittles is up to something. If the Skittles Taste the Rainbow ad campaign lives rent-free in your head, now you can live rent-free in a Skittles rainbow. Skittles has announced a new promotion where they're offering one person the chance to live in a tiny Manhattan apartment for free for a year.
I'm going in for this.
I you and me both. You had me at an apartment in Manhattan for a year for free.
Oh, you had me at Skittles.
Yeah, I do. I do love Skittles.
Nice.
Favorite candy. Easily my favorite candy.
Wow.
It isn't just an apartment. It's super colorful. There is also a lot of Skittles decor, so if you don't have a sugar habit and are easily tempted, it could be intense.
Okay.
If you're trying to visualize this funhouse, it looks kind of like the place you could imagine say Ronald McDonald's is hard on his luck, you know, and times have been rough, and Ronald's been alone for a while or something. That's what his little apartment would look like.
Oh gosh,
it's interesting.
Yeah,
you know, it's an interesting looking apartment. I'm kind of showing Seth here a little bit of it here.
Oh wow.
It's very colorful.
It is very colorful.
If you had a kid, mm-hmm. they would love it.
Oh, it would be amazing.
The ceiling
yeah.
is orange.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'd do it.
Like the shelving is green.
I'm not going to say
the bathroom was pretty cool. It does
seem like a lot. It does. It does seem like a lot.
The 70s, though, with the brown and green. It's it's interesting. I live there.
Melissa could do the show still from there, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, I could.
As long as there's good Wi-Fi.
Right. Here are the specifics. It's a tiny 353 square foot apartment with one bedroom, not far from Midtown Manhattan.
Okay.
Even at the size, a year of rent-free rent is a huge for this location.
Oh, I'll bet.
No kidding.
The building also offers a fitness center, a roof deck, an outdoor grill, a laundry room, and a biker storage.
Oh, roof deck. Oh, that would be nice.
It's a bike storage. I don't know what a biker storage is. I don't. just when you've got your biker and you don't know where to put him, it's just like.
Where do I store my biker?
I just put you here, your Harley jacket here. Just put there, right?
I always keep mine under the bed.
It's a good place. It's a good place for it. You never know when you might need one. Your lease would run from June 15th of this year through May 14th of 2025. You can enter for a chance to win through Tuesday, May 21st at Skittles.com. That's Skittles.com. This little apartment sweepstakes is a promotion of Skittles Littles, which first came out last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a part of that promotion. I do want to say real quick, I don't do this very often. I think we shred and kind of rip advertisers or companies more for advertising than not. Skittles is really good at advertising. They've been very good at it for a long time.
Yeah.
I enjoy their ads usually. And even if I don't like them, I appreciate the attempts, mm-hmm. Of what they do and everything. It's not, I think Skittles and some other candy companies have done a very good job of doing the Disney or the Pixar of the candy world, where, okay, adults still love our candy, but our biggest sellers are kids. How do we hit both markets?
There you go.
I think Skittles does a really good job with
apartment.
Right.
That don't hurt. Offer an apartment in Manhattan. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You're right, Melissa. Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
That would not be fair, though, if Melissa did this, because then we'd ask her every day, how was your weekend? Well, I went to the theater.
We'd never be able to compete with her
at all.
No.
You know what really confuses me? Though about this decorating, I'm looking at it and it's like there's a lot of color everywhere, but the wallpaper is like blue, kind of blue sky with clouds in it.
It's kind of
just very repetitive.
It is. It's I feel like I would like it in some rooms and not in others.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Well, there's really kind of only one room besides the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. True.
It's very small.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. It seems like a fun apartment.
Yep.
You'll have to let us know how it is, Melissa.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to let us know. We'll find out more about that. Do some have some more fun coming up on the morning show at WFHR.